This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of this day.
Certainly a part of all of us coming to terms with what Wednesday, October 11th is about is a reckoning in Northern California, now Southern California. I want to get Jennifer's spin on this. Jennifer Horn in California, Victoria Keelan in New York City, Kara Schillen in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen on my farm in Massachusetts with an eye to not only the Northern California wildfires, but now Southern California, Orange County. We were just talking to Warren Eckstein, who said he can smell the smoke in Santa Monica coming up from, and I know people in Santa Rosa who are smelling that smoke that's coming up from the south there, Jennifer, and Santa Ana winds affecting that. And then there are the 80-mile-an-hour winds, some of which are being created by the wildfires in Northern California, where 17 people are now, sort of put it into perspective, 17 people, I think, are dead. The evacuees, you know, obviously everybody wants to go home, but a lot of people don't have a home to go to. This is something, again, the ire of Mother Nature. Why are we having all these calamities this year? Questions without a lot of answers. And I earlier had told a story, but I think I'll tell it again because many people, if not most people listening now, may not have been listening a few hours ago when I told the story about. Matter of fact, I think, Kara, doesn't Maria's vignette air in this hour, the astrology update.
Yeah.
We air it in this hour, yeah.
Yeah.
Maria has been a friend of mine for 5 years, maybe. I've known her well. She is a fabulous Italian grandmother, matriarch. In addition to being one of the country's foremost astrologers, she's a great cook. She loves her family. And she is the granddaughter. She really epitomizes. I don't know if anybody else here, I think you've all just talked to her, but I don't know that you've ever met her. She is the epitome. Meredith says that she's such a dignified lady. She has that air about her. She called me yesterday. It was late morning, and I was in my truck driving, and I couldn't really hear what she was saying until I heard her crying. And then I stopped, pulled over, and I said, "What are you saying?" And she's telling me in tears about her son, Michael, who is an architect working on a new project in Santa Rosa, had gone up there a week or 10 days ago to get things started, and actually lived in that area, a little south of it. I lived in wine country. And he went in. They started the project. The fire was 40 miles away. And then during the course of the week, the fire comes closer and closer and closer. And over the weekend, it was within 10 miles. So he went in there to get his tools and what he needed, you know, for his craft that he left at the facility where they were going to do the job. And he never came out. He was killed. One of the 17, Maria Trilogy's son, Michael, 40 years old.
Wow.
Imagine having to deal with that. And there are plenty of stories. All the people, all these 17 that have been killed have the same sort of story to tell. But it's something
different
when you know.
There's 150 people still missing.
Yeah.
Which is so disturbing because you don't go missing in fire, which is...
You don't find those people. They're done. I mean, you'll never find the remains. Or very rarely do you find the remains of them. And so that's part of the toll, never mind the human toll, but the billions of dollars, pretty much Santa Rosa is wiped out. This is a community of about, 140,000 people? How do you even imagine
that?
Yeah, how do you even imagine
that? And not only is it the loss to structure, I mean, we talked about this before, and with the fires, usually you see them going out of control in areas of wilderness, and when they come to the homes, the firefighters are able to push them back. But this fire went through the center of town. I mean, when I tell you that I have friends who were touched by this, who's, I mean, we had a hotel that we worked with that's gone. There's another Holiday Inn behind that, behind the Fountain Grove Inn, gone. Wineries, gone. Houses, gone. I mean, it's not a Kohl's department store gone. It's not like these are things that are out in the middle of the forest. I mean, this is a city fire as well as a wilderness fire, and it's heart wrenching. I mean, not only is it homes, but it's also people's livelihoods with these wineries that are destroyed. I mean, that's a whole year's worth of work that has essentially just gone. The economy up there, I think, is going to have a tough recovery even after they get the flames out.
Yeah. I'm looking at the story of a synagogue and the rabbi is a 33-year-old woman named Stephanie Kramer offering shelter to people who are trying to get away from the fire. But now I believe that place has been burned to the ground as well. And the member, they have 460 families in that particular congregation. 20 or more have lost their homes. But anybody could have gone in there. A lot of people with their dogs. That's another thing that happens, you know, in these circumstances. The pets become victims as well. So
not just dogs, it's horses and sheep.
There was
a whole farm that went down. I think I had heard the other night 25 sheep were not able to be rescued. I mean, so these are,
Yep. So it gives you cause to be thankful for what you have. You feel for the people. I just, as I listened to Maria's voice yesterday, I knew how deeply this would hurt her because she has 7 children and she comes from a family of 14. Was it 14 or 17? I think whatever it was a crazy number of children in an Italian family. Mother died in childbirth at 43, had a child every year from when they were married until she died. And Maria then, as the oldest, became the mother of all of those children, those young children. So at the age of, I think she was, at the time, I think she told me she was 15 or 16. And, you know, automatically had to get a job and bring money in to help support the family. And she's worked ever since. But she's, I don't know, I heard in her voice something that I've never heard before. And you don't know. I mean, imagine any of us losing someone that we're that close to love
child,
that much.
And a child, it's so hard.
Yeah. So, let's hold a good thought for that. I have been looking into what the heck is going on with the continuing focus on Las Vegas. And the idea that someone came up with to take Stephen Paddock's brain and do some research, some brain mapping. Apparently they have extracted his brain and are trying to figure out by using a brain mapping technique how to prevent mass violence. I thought this was really intriguing, actually. The idea that you could take somebody's brain and examine it. You know that I have my friends in Denver that run Seriscan, which is the company that does all of the brain research, NFL players and soldiers and all that sort of stuff. They've made a huge name for themselves examining people's brains and what goes on in people's brains. It's new. It's this new brain science that is being researched. There's finally federal money in it to try to figure out what goes on with people. In this case, why people commit these acts of mass violence. So when you think about Paddock and what his profile is, he seems to have, if you really dig around and look at this stuff, he'd been slowly losing his mind for quite a while and became probably, in the technical sense, the clinical sense, mad. And, you know, when people say, I always correct people, I say they're mad. No, you're not. You're angry because madness is a clinical disease. So I don't know what the conclusion is here. I think it would be interesting to get some answers to questions. A couple of neuroscientists who are involved in this study find, through some kind of technology, how to predict brain health. And that's a whole new a study. Now, a lot of this started because of major diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia, that sort of thing. So they started to look, and now the research into traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, attention deficit disorder, autism, biomarkers of suicide, obesity, gender differences in brain function, all of these things are now being studied so they can try to figure out how to rehab people's brains. And find out whether you can look at somebody's brain, have a test, and whether that will predict violence. But definitely some of these people who have had their, whether it's preventable or it's not, understanding it. I mean, do you think this makes sense, ladies? Well, just some, what comes out of this?
Well, I think studying anytime we can get a chance to study, yes. And I do think that there is probably an element to him being a crazy person. For me, this story smells like old fish. I mean,
how do you mean?
The fact that if he were this mad, as you like to say, or if he were this crazy, that nobody would have caught on. And that nobody would have said anything, and that nobody would have noticed that he was piling up a room full of weapons seems pretty disturbing to me. I feel like, I don't even know if we talked about this on air, but the sheriff changed the whole timeline of events on Monday when he gave his most recent press conference. He changed the entire story that we've been told from law enforcement over the last week and changed it, saying that the security guard that apparently we thought stopped the attack was actually shot before the attack even started, and police then didn't respond for 72 minutes. There's just so much to this that we are not being told. And
why?
Look, all we can do is speculate, and I am guilty of this. I mean, we should probably wait till the facts come out, but I think there had to have been a second person, or they uncovered people that he was working with, because if this is somebody who is acting alone and who they're going to try to sell that he had mental illness, then why are they putting up billboards in Las Vegas looking for leads on this? It just, that does not add up. It does not add up that we've been told one timeline and then it switches up and we've told another. It does not add up that we have not seen leaked footage of him walking around the casino when there are cameras everywhere over that weekend. There is something going on here, and I cannot be the only one who feels that way.
Interesting. Huh. All right. Good. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's check. Actually, Jennifer's going to do the television update. What's on TV tonight right after this?
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to it. Jen, what do we have tonight that we're going to be excited about?
Oh, so much tonight, Dougie. Are you kidding? We've got baseball tonight. That's going to be probably the big thing. The Cubs are going to be going up against the Nationals. Also going on tonight is my computer just died. Oh, here, hold on. Dynasty. Remember we talked about Dynasty? Is that weird how things just freeze and you just can't get them back? Dynasty is new on the CW. It's tonight. It's the reboot of the classic 1980s primetime soap. Apparently, critics are saying it doesn't have the claws or the depth of the predecessor, but that there's something compelling about the messy first episode.
Like the revival of Dallas, is the same kind of thing?
Yeah.
Same show producers.
And it's the same family. The Carringtons are like doing all of that. So we'll see. Wow. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, Dynasty CW tonight at 9. Mr. Robot is new tonight. They kick off the season 2 finale cliffhanger. Ooh, Mr. Robot. Bobby Carnival joins the Hacker series for its 3rd season. Designated Survivor also new tonight.
Ah, yes.
President Kirkman, big surprise, tested yet again when a viral pandemic threatens the country. That's right. That's new.
Every week there's a new disaster. It's like being president of the real country.
I know.
Right? That's kind of what they're trying to do with some of these shows, is have them sort of follow the headlines, if you will. All right, Jen, got one other one? Are you?
Those are my big picks for the night.
All right, the big picks from Jennifer at 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. We're starting a story about the Rolling Bones with Satisfaction, and we didn't give me an opportunity to do the lead-in over the best.
Well, I don't know.
You had your fun yesterday.
You had your chance yesterday.
Jesus Crow. All right, so what's new? What's new? Hello, Doug. Let's try that one again. What's new from the Bones? They're going to collect 18 recordings. The band performed on the BBC from 63 to 65 for a new compilation called On Air. Man, these guys are so... I'm not talking about just the Stones. I'm talking about people in general who are record producers. They can come up with more ways to repackage the same stuff and make it seem new.
Well, this is actually... This is an exception, though. Read on, because this is new. This is never before released stuff.
Yeah, no, I understand that. How to repackage the group as well as some of the music. Yeah, I understand that this is stuff that's never been out before.
Yeah, this is one that's worth looking into.
Just in time for Christmas, the collection will come out the 1st of December. It brings together the Rolling Stones performances from BBC shows like Saturday Club, the Joe Loss Pop Show, Blues and Rhythm, Top Gear, and Yeah, Yeah. 8 of the performances found on air are songs the Stones have never recorded or released commercially. So that'll make this a big, for the fans, this would be a must-have kind of a thing. All the appearances took place over a two-year span from October of 63 to September of 65. And their first single, by the way, was a song called Come On. Where it's at. Come on. Let me show you where it's at. On Air features Stones originals like I Can't Get No Satisfaction, The Last Time, which is what you're listening to now, and The Spider and the Fly. And then there are covers of Chuck Berry songs like Memphis, Roll Over Beethoven, Round and Around, Bo Diddley songs like Cops and Robbers. On Air will be available to pre-order in a variety of formats, including a deluxe edition that houses an additional 14 recordings of the Stones made just for the BBC. So they're also offering a bundle that packages the album with the coffee table book, the Rolling Stones On Air. For On Air, the tapes from the BBC have undergone a process called audio source separation, which involved de-mixing the transcripts and allowing engineers at Abbey Road to get at the original instrumentation, the voices with every track. That's how they separate it out.
Which sounds great.
But that's what you can do. Abbey Road is the, it's kind of like they have it at Light and Industrial Light and Magic. That's the equivalent. Abbey Road is probably the best recording studio, music or spoken word or whatever, audio recording studio in the world, as in terms of video. Luke Skywalker. Well, it's called Skywalker Ranch, I think.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so you can pre-order this now, I think, Victoria, right?
I actually did this last night. This is my brother's Christmas gift. Yep. I got
him.
It's a yellow vinyl. No, it's for my brother. It's a very cool yellow vinyl and a matching coffee table book, and it's only $70. That's
really
good. Yeah.
I'm worth $70.
you are.
I think she'll probably get it for you once you read the last gift that she got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're still working on Last Christmas.
Yeah. All right, so these are all the reasons. This is going to be a cool find, really will. And leave it to Abbey Road to be able to really take it apart and put it back together again. So the Stones and rare BBC recordings in the focus here at 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Mercedes-Benz future plans became very evident when they presented their all-electric version of the EQA concept. Mercedes said they will sell electrified versions of all of their models by 2022. The EQA concept would be an electrified compact car. The EQA looks very like the Tesla Model 3, and statistically it's similar to the Model 3 as well. Their wheelbases are within 5 inches of each other, and the EQA can go 62 miles in just 10 minutes of charging. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters, Rockefeller.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Act
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
ThePowerMall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Came back for this.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you are. That's Kara Schillen's voice, Victoria Keelan, here on the air on the DJV show. We're going to talk, this is going to be something right up your alley, Victoria. We're going to talk to a lady who has done a study of city dwellers and what their prospects are for staying in the city. I'm reminded of the song by the 11 Spoonful, Hot Time Summer in the City, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. I think that about people who live in the city so hot in the summertime, but it becomes, it's a culture. It's like me living on the farm. I couldn't ever imagine me living any place most of my life than on the farm. But you're a city kid, and you, I'm sure, couldn't imagine spending any of your life, or not most of your life, living in the city. I get that from listening to you.
I couldn't live on a farm. I'll put it that way. I could visit the farm, but I don't want to live on the farm.
You're welcome to visit any time, any old time. You, we also, what's going to make it into the DJV podcast this week, which you'll find at djvshow.com, will be, I think, in part, a discussion of Christmas gifts and who gets what. I asked, we were talking about the Rolling Stones and their new package of things that are really cool, coming from their experiences in the early part of their career, 63 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got talking, all of us, about Christmas gifts and that sort of thing, and who we buy for and why we buy them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I noticed that, is it Mila or Mila? How do you pronounce
Mila?
Mila. It's Mila Kunis.
Yep.
Married to Ashton Kutcher, have said that they are not going to buy their children Christmas gifts. I didn't realize that they had children together. I don't know why I didn't.
Oh, yeah, they have two little ones, yeah.
Do they now? They've been married. How long have they been married?
A couple years. I think she may have had the first one before they got married.
Huh. Anyway.
But they were engaged, yeah.
Yeah. So they say they're committed to raising unspoiled children. So
it's rare for Hollywood.
Yeah. She was in that first movie, Bad Moms, and now there's a new one out called Bad Moms Christmas. So it's the same stuff. She says that she and Ashton are not going to give their 3-year-old daughter Wyatt or their 1-year-old son Dimitri any gifts at all. Quote, "We're instituting no presents this year because when the children are younger than one, it doesn't really matter anyway. Last year when we celebrated Christmas, Wyatt was two, and it was too much. We didn't give her anything. It was the grandparents. The children no longer appreciate one gift." I think that's true, don't you? You pile all these gifts on.
Yeah. It's just how much more? What else? What else do you have?
Right. And I think we talked on the air, Meredith and I have talked about whether I'm going to go have Christmas with the kids this year. Most of the last few years she and I have been together on Christmas. I find I don't want to mess with his family, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. I just don't want to be. It's not a part of anything that how do I say it and be tactful? There's nobody in that family that I want to spend a half a day with.
Oh boy.
Well, I don't mean that in an angle. There's nothing. You know, it's there and it's being in a vegetative state, and I don't really want to do that on Christmas.
Right.
I don't want to do it at all, but I certainly don't want to do it on Christmas. I had one Christmas experience a number of years ago when Tony was still alive. We all went over there, and I don't know.
Not all in-laws need to mesh. I'm certainly fine with that.
But I don't know them. There's a whole bunch of people in that family. So what do I do? How do we?
Yeah, that's just awkward for you then. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not Christmas, so yeah.
But Miles is at the age, though. He's probably going to be aware of Santa Claus this year, right?
Yeah. Yes, and he will have Santa Claus this year, and I'm going to do my part. Megan and I were talking about this the other day. How do you do it or not make it? It's the same conversation, basically, that we're having here about Kutcher and Kunis.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like a law firm. You don't want to overdo it. And the kids, because the kids don't appreciate it, they get lost in it. There's nothing worse than a spoiled child. Nothing worse than a spoiled child.
Well,
and
so many
expectation
times.
Expectation of, well, I'm going to get more. Where's it coming? Where's the next gift? Where is it?
Right. And so many times kids end up playing with, like, the wrapping paper. They don't even play with all the gifts that they end up getting. I always think it's the dumbest thing, and I don't have a kid, so I'm not there yet, but I think it's the dumbest thing when people throw these massive one-year first birthday parties.
It's crazy.
The kid's a baby blob. It's just sitting there. It doesn't even know what's going on.
You know what, though? Right. It's totally true. So I have a 7-year-old nephew, and my sister gets so frustrated, and her husband does, too, because one side of the family gives him tons, and basically anything that he wants, and even more than he wants. Yeah. So every birthday and Christmas, they just and the parents can't really stop it. They give him everything, and so they try not to do that. They try and do experiences and stuff because it's not even like he'll go and play with toys, and then he'll forget about them, and then he'll ask for other toys because at this point, it's all about getting something. It's not even about what he's getting. He just wants more and more and more.
Right.
So, you know, he'll get stuff from them, and so his parents go through, and when he's not looking, they'll get rid of the other stuff that he has that he forgets about because instead of, you know, otherwise the entire room that he has becomes consumed with all of these gifts. So I think they're doing the right thing, and eventually I'm sure that, you know, this kid will be loved and will get lots of stuff. But, yeah, sometimes...
Well, loving him doesn't mean that you give him a lot of stuff.
Exactly. And they have so much money that they can, you know, take their kids for experiences and do lots of cool stuff. My favorite thing, though, is Mila Kunis' response is when she said, "I'm from communist Russia, where people aren't allowed to be happy."
Yeah. So my holiday traditions are be quiet. Yeah. I didn't realize. I thought she was from immigrant parents. I didn't realize she was born in Russia. When did she come over? When did she immigrate? When did the family move in, you know?
She was, I want to say she was maybe 6 or 7,
really?
Right? She got into acting very young.
Yeah.
And,
Wasn't she a Mickey Mouseketeer? Wasn't she a Mouseketeer?
I don't think she was. But she spoke Russian, and she still does. So she obviously, she lived there long enough to learn the language and to stick with it. And she still has relatives over there.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lesson there. Good for them. Practical, smart, good parenting, all that stuff. 42 past the hour. This is an announcement for those of you who run companies, work in companies where you have some say over the new hires, the people that are going to be your co-workers. You're looking for resumes to find the perfect hire for a job that really needs to be filled in your company, and you're trying to make this a process that's streamlined, less time-consuming, and you haven't quite figured out how to do that yet. So, your Uncle Dougie to the rescue with a word about Zip Recruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use Zip Recruiter free. Find the priority hire that you need. Find the way to have it not take the better part of a week of your time. Zip Recruiter allows you to post your job over hundreds of these websites all over the place. You just click once, and it goes to all the job boards. ZipRecruiter puts the technology they have to work to notify you when a qualified candidate is looking at your job. So that's very cool, too. There's a lot of differences ZipRecruiter can underscore, like finding the people and bringing them to you rather than you looking around on their site trying to find the right match. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes all around the country to find the most qualified job candidates. Post the job on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Free the first time. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now with Staples, get a free security check for your PC. Staples, it's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. N1028 in-store only. See associate for details.
What does Montreal in fall mean? Well, it could mean the September You'll Eat Festival, where participants graze among 64 pop-up restaurants and food trucks. Or it might involve taking a spin on La Grande Rue, the city's brand new observation wheel, which stands 60 meters tall above the old city. Or bike tours that take visitors into the gorgeous neighborhoods that outsiders rarely find. You'll find all of this information on mtl.org. That's also the place to learn about the new and spectacular Leonard Cohen and Jenny Holzer exhibits at the Montreal Fine Arts Museum, or Pop Montreal, which is one of the world's leading arts and music festivals, taking place in mid-September and presenting some 450 bands. There's never been a better time to try the adventure that is Montreal. To learn more about this exuberant city, visit mtl.org.
44 past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen introducing you to Mercedes Kerr, who is Executive Vice President of Well Tower, Inc. She's in charge of domestic international deal origination. And I think in that respect, people are always looking for, as they develop certain cities or certain places, you want to know where the population is going to be. So thus, you study what people's habits are, and you can find the results of this study at welltower.com/aging cities survey. So, big city dwellers. Let's take New York because Mercedes, our own Victoria Keelan, lives in New York. Actually, Kara lives in Washington, or it's just outside of Washington. So maybe these two cities are part of how you looked at those who would like to stay in their city until they're 80 or older, or left spend the rest of their lives in the city? Is that what basically the survey suggests? Once a city dweller, always a city dweller, in other words, yeah.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah, we actually knew, of course, going in that the aging population who lives in city centers was really growing at double-digit rates. And we wanted to find out why. What are they looking for? What is driving their decision to age in these cities when before we might have been more accustomed to hear that people would retire to more suburban settings mm-hmm. or away from where they had lived before?
Is there, when you look at this survey, do the results suggest that people at an earlier age, let's say, use Victoria again, who moved into New York in her 20s, she's a city girl. She probably wants to stay in New York. Does it go back that far, or what age did you survey? I guess basically.
Yes, we surveyed different ages, and in fact, we did survey in New York and Washington, D.C., which you mentioned. And so we wanted to see how people would think of themselves once they turned 80. Where did they expect to be? What did they expect to have as amenities? And so some of these bigger urban centers, I think, afford them the kind of amenities and the kind of experiences that they are hoping to have. Surprisingly, they ranked at the very top quality health care. They wanted to have quality health care delivery systems. In fact, they ranked that higher than proximity to family, if you can believe that. But it makes sense, obviously, that people are looking for that the access to healthcare. They also talked about mobility, and so transportation was important. They talked about amenities such as parks and recreation. In fact, Washington, D.C. ranked very high on a lot of these categories.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, some cities are more friendly to older people than others, and I think Victoria would agree. New York, tough place for older folks. So if they really decide they want to stay there, it must be that if I follow the drift here, that health care options are really strong in cities like New York.
Yes, but one of the things that has not yet been available in New York City, which, by the way, Welltower is working to correct, is seniors housing. So the options, if you wanted to retire in a community where you would be receiving care, services, you know, wellness kind of inspired programs for mental and social engagement and so on, you frankly had to move out of the city. And so this is now changing. Of course, like I said, Welltower in particular has taken it's taking us a couple of years to get there because it is, as ever, a city that where you have to go through a lot of a process to really get there. But we're very excited to be able to bring this offering to Manhattan in 2019 so that people can have those options to live in these more specialized environments.
Yeah, I guess when you think about it, I live in a suburban community outside of Boston, and I live on a farm, and I couldn't imagine at 80 being any place but on the farm, frankly. But I look around the surroundings and the units that you've just described, the sort of healthcare facilities for people, because many people want to stay in this community, the 55-plus housing is being built, and part of at least one of the communities is a health, is sort of a health facility on the property. There's like 250 people that will live, and it includes a nurse's station and health care that you don't have to go off of the property to be taken care of as you get older. Is that part of how the New World Order is in all of these places?
That is part of it, but there are also more independent options that are also community settings that make living in the city more affordable. I have to tell you, a lot of people really think about of themselves enjoying a new phase of life when they turn 80.
Yeah.
They are not really thinking of sitting at home quietly. So I believe that there are different options for different levels of care and need.
All right. Good to know. Thank you, Mercedes Kerr from the Welltower, folks. Welltower.com is where you can find some more on this city survey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Music from the movie Rocky, a Rocky experience, all those Rocky movies. I feel rather certain that Chuck Curry has a, he's got a Balboa story probably for us. All right, so Chucker, the music from the movie Rocky, certainly ingrained in all of us who have seen all those movies over the years. And was it yesterday you were talking about him agreeing to do another Creed movie, was that right?
Yes, Sylvester Stallone is going to produce, write, and also direct the sequel to the very popular and critically acclaimed Creed, which was basically a Rocky spin-off film in which Stallone was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, won a Golden Globe, wound up not winning the Oscar, which was sort of a bummer. I thought he did his best work as a character. But it was interesting when I was thinking last night and reflecting on movie franchises as a whole, and, you know, like characters like James Bond has spanned over 50 years. You got these superhero franchises like Batman have now gone on for almost 30 years, so on and so forth, Star Wars. But here's a guy who wrote a screenplay in 1976 that was primarily based on a love story that was a small studio film, and then 42 years later actually, we're still talking about it, and it's viable as a franchise with the same actor. And I got to say, that's really a remarkable accomplishment.
Yep, it is. He deserves a lot more credit than he gets, I think. I don't know what his relationships are with people. Sometimes that's what happens. It's hard to tell. But he deserves a lot more credit than he gets. I think he's a
he stood by his ground when he sold the screenplay to MGM in 76. His agreement was that he had a star in the film. They clearly wanted Robert Redford to play Rocky Balboa. They wanted to go with a much more named actor. He wouldn't allow it, and the rest is pretty much changed the course of his history, no doubt about that.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, so there's the Rocky Balboa story, the story of Sylvester Stallone, and it led to all kinds of other things. Certainly his other franchise, the Rambo movies.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at, beside Rocky, Rambo also was a viable franchise, and that was a very popular character in the annals of pop culture history. But he did other good action movies. I think Cliffhanger's really good.
Yeah.
And, overall, he's had a fantastic career. They all have ups and downs, but Rocky will be a character ingrained in pop culture probably 50 years from now.
No question. All right, Chuck Curley. Hello, Doug. Chuck Curley with more movie news right after this.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
All right, so Chuck, what else in the movie news department do we need to consider?
Marvel Studios has released their embargo 30 days before its release on critical reviews for its new Thor movie, Thor Ragnarok, which features Chris Hemsworth as Thor and Mark Ruffalo as the Incredible Hulk. Advanced reviews are very, very positive, which means this movie is going to make a ton of money when it hits theaters on November 2nd. You know, we keep talking about on this program, will the superhero trend die down anytime soon? My answer is always the same. As long as these movies are embraced critically and by the public, the answer will be no. They have to turn out mediocre to bad for this trend to end anytime soon. And the people at Marvel at Disney know what they're doing. So, Doug, I think this is going to last for a very long time, superhero movies, whether you like that or not. We were just speaking off air about the new trailer to Star Wars The Last Jedi. I think it looks really good. Every time they release one of these trailers, the internet literally blows up because there's no franchise bigger than Star Wars. What do you think of the trailer?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Victoria saw it.
I thought it was really good.
It looks it looks very exciting. It looks really, really good.
You know, go ahead.
I want to know what you think all this Harvey Weinstein stuff is going to do to that company and to movies that it was doing a lot of production of movies that otherwise might not make it through the big studio system. So what does all this do?
Well, I think the name will change for sure, and I think Harvey's career in general is over. I don't think you could. There's certain things that are very forgivable with the public, sexual crimes, if he's convicted or proven.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.